changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
As you know, I wrote the book Happy This Year several years ago. It was the result of the complaint-free challenge. The number one result we found of people who took the complaint-free challenge was that they ended up becoming happier. It was a side effect. And when I do my speeches, I always joke about this man who wrote me and said, you know, oh my gosh, I can't get past day 8, but I'm much happier. Is it supposed to do that? You know, like this is some sort of side effect that we should have let people know. And it is the most common thing people have said. You know what? I didn't make the 21 days, but I was happier. And happiness is the ultimate end-all thing in life, I have to say. Everything we do is to improve our status in our own minds. And ultimately, what we want to get to through all of that is a feeling of happiness, is greater happiness. To end our lives and look back at the pearly gates, if you believe that metaphor, and you know, the question is, I once heard somebody say that God doesn't say, you know, these are all the bad things you did and all the good things you did, are you sorry, etc. God says, did you have fun? Did you have fun? And I realize how often we fail to have fun. We can get caught on things that are just totally unrelated, and we struggle to be happy. Happiness is something that you must make a commitment. I hope if you haven't listened to the previous shows on this, go back and listen to them. It won't take long. You can skip over what I call the howdy howdies at the first 8 minutes. In fact, if you listen on YouTube and on my blog post, we cut all that out. We just get down to this part. But go back and listen, because happiness is not something that is natural for us. It is something that society pushes us away from. There are a number of obstacles to happiness. And in most cases, we don't even know what happiness is. So let me talk today about one of the more interesting obstacles to our happiness. I remember the great Earl Nightingale, who is my greatest mentor. He was a writer and motivational speaker, and I used to listen to him all the time on his cassettes, just all the time. And he told the story about going to speak at Mackinac Island in Michigan. And for those of you who have ever seen the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve, that was filmed there. And he talks about being there, and there are no cars allowed there, only horses. And he's sitting out on the on this long porch, which goes along the great place there, the Grand Hotel, I think it's called. I've never been there. My daughter's been there many times. Anyway, he is sitting there, and there's a couple who walks out, and he even thinks to himself, now this was the one thing that was missing on this evening, was a happy, loving couple to sit out here on the other end of the porch and share the night. But then the first thing the woman does is complain about the smells of the horses because there's no cars there. And of course, horses have their particular fragrance. By the way, you can tell a horse person from a non-horse person, because a non-horse person will go up and see a horse and pet it. A horse person will go up and pet it, and they'll bury their nose in it and go, I'm a horse person, by the way. Anyway, the first thing this woman did was complain about the smell of the horses instead of the beautiful night and being there on Mackinac Island. And this is not atypical. We have what is known as a negativity bias, and it works against our becoming happier. We all have it. You have it. I have it. Everyone has it. When I do my speeches, and I have done speeches to over 500,000 people on 4 continents, one of the questions I always like to ask is, I set it up by stating the fact. We think on average approximately 50,000 thoughts a day. And are most of those thoughts positive or negative? The answer is always negative. I've had it translated back to me in Czech, Chinese, you name it. The answer is always negative. Our minds have a negativity bias. By that, it means that we take in the bad stuff at a higher level than we do the good stuff. In money, this is called behavioral economics. Let me give you a very good example, but it indicates exactly how the negativity bias goes. If I'm walking down the street and I see you, and I don't know you, but I say, you know what? I'm a rich millionaire and I want to give out money today, and I'm going to give you a $100 bill. All right. Now, all of a sudden, you got a $100 bill. That's a significant windfall for anybody. And so if your level of happiness, I always like to use this happy stat. Remember, it goes like this. All right. If your normal happy stat is around, let's say a 7, you're a pretty happy person. You're 50% happier than the general population. If your happy stat is around a 7, all right, when I give you that $100, your happy stat's going to jump to about an 8, 8.5, okay? You're going to get significantly happier for a brief period of time. All right. Now, let's say you're walking down the street and you just took a $100 bill out of the ATM because there was something you needed to pay cash for. You're walking down the street and you reach in your back pocket, which is exactly where you knew you put it, and you realize it's gone. You start patting your pockets and your chest and everything like this and looking on the ground. Sorry, Teddy, I just bumped Teddy. You start looking on the ground. You become frantic. Your happy stat, which was identically at a 7 previously, does not drop down now to a 5.5. Now, remember, you had a 1.5 bump when I gave you a $100 bill. If you lose a $100 bill, you could have a 4 to 5 point drop. You could drop from a 7 to a 2. And not only that, you will stay there longer. It is a negativity bias. We all have it. Everybody has it. We notice the wrong stuff. I saw it the other day or last week when we went down to Key West and we did so many cool things and we took the Freedom over to the Dry Tortugas, which is a series of islands, Antilles down south of the Keys. Really cool thing. Highly recommend it. And we were doing that. And yet, as I was standing in line, sometimes waiting for the restroom or waiting for the bar, or waiting for the lunch or whatever, as I was standing in line and I was just looking around and I was going, this is just idyllic. It's just so perfect. And then I would hear somebody notice something bad and notice something wrong. Remember, the number one reason people complain. Anybody want to tell me what it is? You're all fans of mine. You all know fans. I hate that word, yet I use it. You have all read my books. You know what I mean. The number one people complain starts with G. People complain just to get attention. And so these people would want to start a conversation with people they were standing near. And so they would complain about something. They would find something to complain about. So when you begin to understand that you have a negativity bias, you are going to notice bad things bigger than you're going to notice good things. I remember the other day, people are starting again to book live speaking events, and they're paying quite a bit more for live events, of course, than they were for the virtual events, which is great. And I remember getting a very large commitment on a series of speeches, which is going to be a lot of great income for my family, my employees, for me, etc. And again, I noticed that, wow, I went like this as far as my happiness, my happy stat. And then I remember that something went wrong. I forget what it was. It had something to do with my computer crashing or something like that. And it went further down. So here's the thing. You have a negativity bias. You are going to notice bad things worse than you are going to appreciate good things. That's as easy and simply as I can put it. Not only that, the bad things you are going to focus on longer than the good things. Unless, here's the solution, unless you immediately, when things begin to go wrong or you notice something wrong, you change it in your head. It is up to you. You don't go running down the negativity bias hole. One of the things that I often recommend is simply saying, but, okay? So for example, if we were on the ship or on the boat going out to the Dry Tortugas, if I or my girlfriend would have said, man, it's really cold with that wind, but we're fortunate because we can go inside. But is an erasure word. Try and catch yourself when you're expressing your negativity bias. Realize that you're probably just running out of things to talk about, and you're looking for things to talk about. And then insert your but after that. Say but, all right? And then put a positive spin on it. You have a brain. Talk about the reverse of it, you know, but this rarely happens. I remember having an issue with my printer one day, and I couldn't get it to print. I realized it was a bad cartridge. And I was like, oh, I'm going to open my cartridge. And I was like, but this rarely happens. In fact, I can't think of ever having a cartridge go bad on this printer. And while I'm out, I can go to Burger King, get an Impossible Whopper. So it's a win. So you can focus on it. You can get upset. You can be a victim, or you can use your butt and turn your negativity into a positivity. All right, everybody, give me your last and best hurrah. Be sure and click share. Now's the time to click share. This is the sharing portion of the program where you click share and then you type shared in the group. And that's how we continue to move this needle. We've gone from 36,000 Facebook followers to 45,000, almost 45,000, a little over 44,000. And it's because of you. Thank you so much for all of that. Let's see. Ed Feel Better says, Natasha, as we said, Meemaw liked my joke about Meemaw, Meemaw. And my favorite book of yours. Thank you so much, Meemaw. Nice of you to say. David Olahide. I hope I came close with that. I love names like that. Paul Youssef from Tanzania. Paul, did we meet when I was there in Tanzania? Your name sounds familiar. I led a group of people about 12 years ago to help build a hospital there. Raleigh, good to see you. Good morning, she says. Ashley says, shared. First one. Way to go, Ashley. Who else is going to be the next one? Jessica says, share. Thank you so much. We want to let people know that they have a negativity bias and they have a choice. They can use their butt, and they can disagree with themselves, and they change their story. And in changing their stories, they change their lives. So how are you going to change your life today? When you change your life, you don't just change your life. You change somebody else's life, because everybody impacts about 100 people a day. Meemaw has shared. Natasha says, I share your quotes and movement with my entrepreneurs I mentor. Thank you, Will. It's quite an honor. Natasha, very great. Good to know. Ed says, thanks, everyone, for positive energy, prayers, and thoughts. Tell you what we're going to do. Anybody doesn't want to hear a prayer, click off. But I'm going to say a prayer for Ted. For Ed, remember, ACT, acknowledge, claim, thanks. Infinite Spirit, we acknowledge your healing power active in Ed's body and in his life right now. We claim a positive outcome, and we see him a year from now making his wise comments on Facebook. We give thanks knowing this is a reality now, and so it is. All right, everybody, make it a great day. Know that you are loved and you are lovable. And also, most importantly, remember to stop complaining and start living. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.